Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, joyous celebration! Let me hear you make a crazy noise up in here! Hallelujah! Clap your hands!
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in. I'm telling you, that's an awesome, awesome song. We thank God for joyous celebration on today. I'm just so grateful to be alive this morning and to be able to stand before you. We could not have woken up this morning, but we did. And we have to give God praise and honor and glory for that. And so we just thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all today with peace and with love. And we just thank God for all of you that are tuning in all of Africa, those that's in Italy and Greece, and the UK, Australia, Switzerland, Russia, Hong Kong, Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica, you name it, Barbados, wherever you at on today, the United States of America, we just thank God for all of you tuning in. We're here live at Christ Successful Life Ministries, where Pastor Sambilla Eugene Tammond is pastor, and we just thank God. We have another broadcast that y'all are going to be hearing in the next couple of hours. We're going to be broadcasting live at High Praise Cathedral in Eastern Michigan, where Bishop Clarence and Providence Joyce Hatton are pastors. And so we have two broadcasts for you today. So we just thank God right now being here at Christ Successful Life Ministries, and we are going to take you into the sanctuary so you will be blessed and hear this great, awesome service. And by the way, happy Sunday to you all.
Hallelujah!
We worship him this morning. And we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, the highest.
the youth are having their youth program next Sunday. So they are taking over next Sunday. Invite, if you have a good, you can give them a round of applause. Okay, they are doing a fundraising. They have car wash, so bring out your car here so they can give you some anointed washing, amen? And if you have, you know somebody that have youth, that have young adults, your neighbor, your friends, your family, please invite them over. Yesterday we had a drug prevention program for the kids, and it was awesome. The kids, can you give them a round of applause? They had a wonderful time. We had so much fun in here yesterday, and I know they really learned a lot yesterday. And another announcement for our dear sister, Auntie Nina, that's what her wife right here, who passed away. Her way keeping will be next Friday, the 17th, at 25566 Burke Road in Southfield. And please, after service, get the address, get the time. We have to be there to support our dear brother, because Auntie Nena is so, so dear to us, and we miss her very much, amen? So please, make sure you get that information before you leave on Friday next week. And after the welcoming also, Pastor is going to pray for people that had their birthday last week and this week or this month of August. I know we have some birthdays, amen? So now, we're going to welcome anyone worshiping this morning for the first time. So if this is your first time, just wave your hand wherever you're seated. I know our great grandma is back there, all the way from Cameroon. That is Auntie Regina's grandma, right? Mama, we love you so much. We welcome you to the United States of America in Christ of Faithful Life Ministry. Amen. We have anyone else? No? Okay. Then we want to welcome ourselves back. Since we were not here last week, welcome ourselves back. Amen. So we're just going to dance. Mama, all right, let's just welcome everybody, show Mama some love, and please say hello to the people that were out here last week. Amen.
Shout out to the boss, Salute your neighbor, tell them, love you so much. Oh, I bless you so much. Salute your neighbor, tell them, we love you so much. I bless you so much. We love you so much.
Thank you.
Of the grace of God, she has a couple of points and half
afternoon cold and different seasons. She had different things. She cannot smell some things. I traveled her. We were very cautious. Make sure she eats at this time. I'll be sleeping and I'm thinking, I hope Charles is going to get her some food. And for a man, after you've gone through all that and then you have studied, you've gone to school, you've obtained a degree, you've quarreled with a lot of people, you've fought with some, you've finally found a partner, and somebody shoots you down with single bullet. And your life is gone in the twinkle of an eye. And when it's time to pray to God, for another day that we did not work for it. Look at your neighbor, say, you better praise God. But not that day, yesterday, you were sleeping and snoring. Jehovah was at work. If God opened your eyes to see the battle that he fought last night just for you to be here, despite your sinful self, even while you were striving to trust and talking bad about somebody, the Lord still protected you. Even while you were going to bed, you say you just want to wake up and give somebody a piece of advice, the Lord still protected. Even when you were speeding above speed limit, don't think the police didn't see you because you are smart. Forget about that. But God, the grace of God, and that's why the psalmist said, I was glad when they said to me, go into the presence. Every day is a miracle. Look at your neighbor, say, you are a miracle sitting here. Somebody fought for you to be here this morning. You better be safe. My God. Sometimes we worry about our bank account. Some people worry about their dress. People quarrel over what they had. All these little things. But there are some people in the hospital on life support. There are some people begging God. And my mother live again another day. Some people are begging God, can I just be free of this pain? There are people say, God, if you give me a second chance, I will praise you. And yet we have all our members. Our hands are functional. Your brain is still in place. Do you know how many people have gone mental? Do you know how many people are hooked up on drugs and they cannot put one and one together? And yet, we wake up to this beautiful day that we didn't pay anything to. We should be appreciative. Praise the Lord. We should be happy. We should be excited. There are people that died yesterday from an accident that they did not even contribute to. There are people right now that cannot be together as a family. There are churches now that are going through all kinds of stuff. Why am I saying all this? We have a reason to praise the Lord. Amen? But you know the problem is that we don't sit down and think. We get caught up with our problems. We magnify it. We make it big. We make it all about us. We make it great. I'm not saying people don't have problems. People do. But when you compare what you are going through, Paul put it very well. He said, the present suffering is nothing compared to what? The glory that awaits us in the presence of our Father. Christians, this is not my message, but please, somebody has to hear this. We have to be people that when we get into a place, even into a church, into a house, what happens? The light, joy. Amen? Joy should fill the place. Why? Because you came. For the Bible calls you what? You are the what? The light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are not the darkness. You are the light. It wasn't saying you are light skinned. It's saying you are the light of the world. It means you can step into a place and there is hope. Last week we were in Dallas, and I've been there before. About 8 years, and I ministered in a church, and we were privileged again to go the second time. And as we got into the church, thank God for Brother Cox. They were doing praise and worship, nothing against them, and it was really kind of slow, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I said, but my brother played the drums, and my brother got on the drum, and there was light. I mean, there was joy in the church, and the people were excited. Amen? Because we brought that fire. The fire was there, but we simply rekindled the fire. And there was joy, and we had a good time. And when we finished ministry, the people took us out with all kinds of strings and all this stuff, man. Man, we had a good time. Why? Because we didn't come to announce death. We didn't come where you see this guy going, sorry. No! We came with joy. After we had been driving for how many hours, we got to the hotel about 4 a.m. We didn't go anywhere. We were no. We went there with life, but the people responded and they followed us. I went to bed about 12:30. They followed us to the hotel. And the next day we were to go to the airport at 11. What time we went to the airport about 12. They followed us the next day. They saw light. People run after light. They don't run after darkness. Maybe the reason why people don't like it is because you look too dark, not that thin. I'm not talking about that skin. How many people would like somebody that comes to pick up your joy? Come on. How many people like somebody who always smiles? Regardless of the situation. But there are some people, man, they can be as fit as anything, but you don't just want to be in their presence. But there are people who say, oh my God, that's it, it's coming again. I don't know what I'm talking. If it's not for you, just give me a few minutes. Let me finish. Always sorry. And I mean, I was so encouraged. Do we have everything together? No. My sister was going through. We were going through, brother. You know, we were going through all kinds of stuff. The gas almost got finished. I gotta say this. See, we were driving. Amen. Sit down, relax. We were driving, and we got to a point, I said, Father, let's get some gas, so we'll get it in front. You know, men, at some time, I want to pray, we want to pull stop. Finally, I saw the need to ask people to know that thing, when it gets to E, it doesn't mean empty. And the brother kept us to the listening. I said, Lord, we must get to Dallas. Because these people are waiting for us. There's no way I can get to them. And in the middle of nowhere, on the road, there is, we're just seeing lights from the oil plant. No lights for gas station. Praise the Lord. And we did something. We said, women were behind. I said, Charles, don't let these women know. Amen. Because if they had known, oh my God, oh boy, they'll start the blame game, and this brother will run to the bush or something. So we keep on praying, and thank God we saw the light. I believe it was by divine grace of God that the gas that car took us to the way we were supposed to get gas. Amen. I want to have fun. Praise the Lord. And then the morning that we were supposed to come back, we got up in the morning, 6 o'clock, and we were praying. And the Spirit of God spoke to us that there was supposed to be an accident. Something bad was about to happen. And that's what I'm going to be talking about this morning. I started this message out. People here needs to hear. And we're praying. And out of a sudden, as we're concluding the prayer, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. Clear, loud and glad. And there's going to be an accident. And we, we are in Dallas. We're not home. We have to fly to come back here in Michigan and meet our family. And we prayed and we canceled everything and we find everything. And lo and behold, when we got to the plane, I asked my dear sister, the plane, the turbulence, the plane was, there was no wind. It wasn't windy. It was sunny and everything. But the plane was just shaking and moving from left to right. But I was at peace. They actually brought it to my attention. out of peace. Why? Because we have prayed and we have canceled everything.
Amen.
Amen. We didn't go there to show off. We went there to minister to people. And Jehovah's God will always protect his own. So that was our story. And we heard that here it was wonderful. Pastor Leona was good. Can you put your hands together for us? Amen. We love him. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the adoration. We thank you for this morning. We commit your work to your mighty hands, that you will take absolute control, speak to us in a language that we can understand, speak to the least, speak to the greater, the least educated, the most spiritual, and the least spiritual. Father, speak, even in a way that our grandfathers will understand, in the name of authority over every and any spirit that does not glorify your name. Lord, we say, at the mention of your name, every knee will bow in the name of Jesus. Lord, we commit this service into your hands. Lord, I hide myself behind the covering so that you alone and you alone will be seen in the name of Jesus. Lord, I commit the words that we're going to share this morning into your hands. The Bible says that the beginning was the Word, and the Word was, and the Word was you. We pray that that word will speak to your children this morning. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, God is able. Say like you mean it. Say, God is able. Say, God is able. Say, God is able. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. Make sure you share your Bible with somebody. Make sure you share your Bible. Move closer to that person. Feel good. Shake up a little bit. Feel very good, feel very relaxed. Because I don't want to preach, but I want to teach. That's why we need to pray and want quickly to get ourselves together. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians is in the New Testament. If you've been a member here for a while, you have to go straight. But if you are new, the way it is, go to the table of God. Ephesians chapter 3. Oh, that I'm going to be doing an entire series. If you are beginning, you have to follow to the end. Ephesians chapter 3. Are we there? Ephesians chapter 3. Can they say amen? We're going to read from verse 14, and I plead with you to diligently take notes. Is Miranda in here? But get me some good notes. Praise the Lord. We're going to read from verse 14. And the series is, my God is able. And I'm going to say a lot of very, very important for you. Okay, we're going to read. Are we ready to read? We're going to read to verse 21. Make sure you have a Bible. We're going to read together. Are we ready? Yes. All right. One, two, three. Let's go. I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul, speak. Give me your undivided attention right now. This is going to change your life. If you want to get, want to do anything, This is very significant, what I'm going to show you today in Scripture. This is Paul praying for the church of Ephesus. This is the church that Paul founded and kept Timothy to be the pastor. And what Paul did regularly was that a church that he started, he would write a letter. This was a letter that he wrote to this church. It was a letter of encouragement. He prayed in the letter. And he prayed for some things that are very significant. The Bible says we perish for what? We say we perish for what? Lack of knowledge. It's not because the devil is chasing us down. It's because we don't have the ability to know what's going to happen. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people perish because they don't have knowledge. So Paul was praying to this church, and he was praying to the members. You know, as I've said here, a church is not a building. A church is a vision. A church is something bigger than a building. I can decide now with the other leaders that we are moving the church to nobody. The day will see the Christ of personal life ministry, but we have just changed location. A church is not a location. A church is a people. Amen? So you don't have to be moved by a building, because a building can be shut down or people can never be shut down. Does that make sense? A church is a vision. A church, this church is bigger than me. This is, I am not the church. There is a vision. Today, if I'm not here, the Lord can raise peace. He can raise occupation. Anybody can run with a vision. And that's why I try to make it not about me, because I might not be here. Last Sunday, I was not here, but it's in our church. So a church is bigger than a building. So don't feel sorry for yourself if your building does not look good. Because that's not the church. And don't get too excited because your building looks good. Because the church is not a building. So Paul was writing to the people of Ephesus. He was writing to the congregation, to the people. He said, I fall on my knees. He did not pray standing. He prayed on his knees. It shows the magnitude of the problem that he was addressing. He said, I go on my knees and I'm requesting from God to give you people certain things. You have everything as a church, but there are some things that are lacking. There are some things that you are ignorant about. And that is why I am praying for it. Amen? The thing we're going to talk about is this. It says to him, verse 20, it says to him who is able. Who is the one that's able? God. The ability, God. Able is the root word for ability. Ability, it means you are able to do something. So to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can think or imagine, to him be glory. So now, if the ability is God's part, what is our part as Christians? God is the one that has the ability. God is the one that can do move mountains. It's not us. Is somebody understanding me? It is God. We have to depend on the ability of God. Now, with that said, if I say I cannot fail because God cannot fail, is that an accurate statement? Is that an accurate statement? I cannot fail because God cannot. It means I'm depending on whose ability. Paul said, Philippians 4 and 6, he said, I can do all things through who? For those who have been reading the Bible, I can do all things through whose strength am I using? The reason why we struggle, yes, we do struggle. The reason why we struggle is because we still depend on our ability.
Okay, because this depends on our connection. The reason why we don't do what God is calling us is because when we sit down and we look at ourselves, we cannot survive. I don't know who I'm talking to this for. When you look at yourself, become a medical doctor, practically impossible by your ability, people will kill you. But by the ability of God, can you be stopped? Of course not. If God cannot fail, then I cannot fail. Why? Because I do what I depend on Him. That's why Paul said, you see, a lot of people quote the scripture, I can do all things. But if you read what Paul said and you read in context, Paul said, I have learned how to abase myself. I have learned how to be in prison. I have learned how to be poor. You want to talk about poor person? Paul will be an example. You want to talk about sinner? Paul has been a sinner. He said, of sinner, I am the chief sinner. Then he goes, he concludes, he says, I can do all things through Christ who spirit. That is why you cannot form the vision of this church. Why? Because it depends on who? Not on my strength, not on my preaching, not on my ability, but on the ability of God. Is somebody getting me? If you don't get it, I believe when you'll be driving home, you nod your head on that like, yes, I guess now what he will say. Not on my ability, but on the ability of God. Let me give you practical example. When you get into a car, what happens when you get into a car? You turn the key. And for example, you have to drive from here to Washington, D.C. When you get into a car, you turn the key. What do you depend on? On the engine of the car. It is the engine of the car that takes you to Washington, D.C. It's not your strength. How many people, my God, if you want to walk from here to Washington, how long will it take you? 16 days. Like, you'll be so fast. People for that 16 days. Some people can even walk. Some people can. There are people that pass close to them. They go to the store, they pass. They can drive around and around looking for the closest passing spot because they can't even walk into the store. You're talking about walking to Washington? So, this is a revelation the Lord gave me, and now I don't stress over stuff. Why? Because I depend on His ability. I depend on His strength. If the Lord said tomorrow I will become a millionaire, I'm not going to question Him because it's on His ability.
Or if you people heard what I said.
Some of us, if it was by our connection, we will never see America.
Don't have pride
and talk
upon you think it's by your connection.
No. By your last name, you never come here. By your last name, they will never hire you. There are people, I don't know that you're working 8 years, they can't pronounce your name. But yet you are hired. Amen. Why? Because we depend on our God. When I understood this, I am not moved. The Bible says His promises are what? Yea and amen for the glory of God. It means when God says yes, example, this ministry, when God calls us that it is time, we have no money to bank account, we have nobody we can rely on. Nobody! No connection. No believers were counting on that. They'll come and lead prayer, they'll come and do this. And since today, there is nobody we depend on. And that's why when people come and go, we still do strong. As much as we want them to be here. But if Papa will give the house, you like it or not. God can decide to replace me tomorrow. He has so many people that can preach way better than I do. That's why God said, if you don't praise me, I'll do what? One Sunday, just coming here, this stone. Long stone, they are chopping, they are breaking. You'll be this. You'll be dancing for the glory of God. There are some people, those are praising God in their house because they don't praise God. Sometimes sitting in the morning, you hear something from the table, like, boom! So, oh my God, what was it? Because it's not a praise. You're not praising God in your house.
put a bum down. Amen. If nobody was telling me lies, I saw the people that was, I said, how many jobs can you do? From our generation, your mother's mother, your grandmother, great grandmother, they are back from waiting in hospital for you. How many jobs can you do? How many? Some people don't think we can just work someday. Our financial situation will be over. Keep living. If we can just have a second job on that all night prayer. Sometimes you are debating, should I go to all night or should I sign up? And then they will obviously say to me, if you sign up, it's double pay. And then you sign up. And then they call me with this religious excuse, where Pastor, you know, I just did everything. They say, no place does it work. You will not change your financial. But to worship the Lord, handing over to Him. He said, not by might, by power, by what? By my spirit. It is not by our strength. It is by His strength that no man prevails. The scripture. But when you hand it over to the Lord, when you hand it over to Jehovah, there is no way you will be stoppable. Amen? Before I die in this America, everybody else will die. What did you say about yourself? Maybe you say you will die the first. But if there's an accident, then nobody don't tell me. Because my thoughts, I don't have something. You know, back home, there are little things that people tie here. And they depend so much on that nonsense. And they are cool, the thing is warm inside. So who is protecting a lot of them? You are protecting the dogs from having. Depending on God, when I understood this, when I got this revelation, I don't get moved. There is a level of maturity, and that's why Paul was praying and said, I pray to you. That your ability, by your strength, you're going to drop dead on the freeway and go to the second job. But if you depend on God, if you're faithful to Him, I'm coming out to our part. I said, God is able. There are three things in the life of a Christian that you can understand that life will never be the same. Number one, you need to understand that God is able. It is His ability. If He says yes, no man can say no. When He opens, no man can close. If God says yes, He gives the ability. He gives the power. The Bible says He gives power to make worlds. It's not your power. By your power, you can never make worlds. But God gives us the ability to make worlds. So, what is our part? Our part is obedience and willingness. The Bible says if you are willing and obedient, you lead the fruit of life. If you are willing and obedient, you are willing to obey. Jesus said, the only way I can survive the cross, not my will, but your. And that's why He went to the cross, and He was able to survive the cross. If you are willing and you are obedient, nobody can stop you. You might not have the job. You might not have the talent, but if you are willing, if you are obedient, don't stop it. If you are willing, willing part, what does it mean? You are willing to take a step. Moses in front of the Red Sea in front of him, mountain on the right, mountain on the left, Pharaoh behind him, God said, be still and see what? The salvation of the Lord. What did Moses do? He obeyed. The next thing Moses did, the Lord did take a step. He was willing to take a step. A lot of us here, we have plans. A lot of us here, it's not because we don't know what to do. We have the plans all set up, but we don't have the will to take the step right in our feet. We have a plan. The problem is not the plan. The problem is not that we don't read the word of God. We know these things I'm saying. But who's going to take it? The salvation of Israel.
reading the book of Exodus, it's a common story if you know them. The salvation of Israel depended on Moses saving himself. He holds it and says, oh, no, look at this Red Sea. Look at this Red Sea. But I said, I cannot do it. Look at this Red Sea. No, the Lord said, be still. I know that I'm God. And he asked Moses, he said, what do you have in your hand? 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 No, not Moses. What do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand? Somebody. What do you have in your hand? Please, somebody help me out. Don't make me look stupid. What do you have in your hand? She has a pharmacy in her hand. What do you have in your hand? Medical school. What do you have in your hand?
Okay, let me
repeat this message again. Is somebody understanding me? He said, what do you have in your hand? What is that thing you are afraid to do? What is that thing you are, that step that you want to take and you are afraid? What is that thing? Because the thing of death. Why? Because it is not the only way. Let me help you out this morning. God can never come from heaven and do anything on earth without passing through his name. You can never see Jesus walking down the street before you, somebody else. He has to use somebody who is willing and who is able to do it. He has to use, put his ability in somebody in order for that person to perform. Tell your neighbor that you live by your house and you're afraid to go tell them about the gospel. Jesus is not going to come down from heaven. You have to avail yourself. So Paul was speaking, he said, if you are willing and you are able, I will do it for Moses. The Lord says, Moses, if you take a step, if you can take a step, if you can take a step, my ability only kicks in when you're obedient and you're willing. A person that has willpower, you can never stop it. A person that has the willpower, and a lot of people have planned, a lot of people that are sitting here could have been preaching, could have been singing, could have owned businesses, they have the plan, but the willpower, it's not there. The Lord speaks to them. And they'll be telling you to Pastor, the Lord speak to somebody. Get out of here. The Lord has been speaking to you. He's been speaking to you every day. And he tells you, do that thing. Go, do that thing. So I'm wondering, you have to go to the missionary. But we are still babies. What makes a Christian, a mature Christian, is the one that has the willpower and is ready to obey. It makes a difference between you and a faithful woman. The willingness, more than the ability, is God's own. The will is yours. Let me bring you another story. In the book of Matthew, write that down, you can read more. Matthew chapter 14, the story of Peter. Peter walking on water. I have preached that here before. What happened? Peter, after Jesus ministered for the day, Jesus decides to go pray. Jesus was somebody that prayed all the time. Jesus decided that, you know what, I am going to go pray. And I want to leave the disciples to stay while I go pray. So they got into the boat. And they started moving. They started going. And all of a sudden, Jesus is walking on water. What nobody has ever done. He's walking on water, and the disciples, and the 12 of them at that time, Peter was still with them. They see Jesus coming. And out of curiosity, Peter said, Jesus, if you are the one, bid me to come to you. Remember the story? And then Jesus said, come. Peter accepts, Peter obeyed the word come. And the wheel kicks in. And what happened? The story says Peter started doing what? Whose strength was he using? God's strength. Because nobody had the ability to walk on water. Gravity will not let him. Nobody, even Americans, would always have walked on water. And Peter was walking. He was doing something that nobody had ever done in history. Why? Because he depended on Jesus' ability. His eye was on Jesus. The wheel.
defeated now. You know something? Well, if we have a job, it's our strength now, you know. You come to church, your movement changed. You don't praise God anymore. You use the time you have a job. Now, Pastor, I'm busy by your strength. But guess what? Peter started bragging, you know. He started looking at the other guys, like a walk of water, man. He had taken his eyes on Jesus. What happened? So my boys are thinking, you know,
and he started going down. Why? Because he was depending on who's at the so long as he was using Jesus as a ability, he would never see. Never. Why? Because while he was walking, Jesus was standing with him. Jesus was standing. While he was thinking, did Jesus think? Jesus, he defied gravity. He defied everything. There was wind and everything. And when Peter started thinking, what happened? The Bible says when he saw the wind, but we start doing it by our ability, the wind is to find the obstacles that we see. God tells you to do something, start a business, you start seeing, you start calculating, there are other businesses, there are this, oh, this person has done a fail. We start calculating, and what happens? Finally, we sink to the bottom, and that idea dies. We go get another idea. And then we start again. And then the Lord tells you, this is what you're supposed to do, you analyze it. You talk to some elders that have been thinking before. They say, oh, yes. But the good thing that Peter did was what? When Peter started thinking, he understood where his pain was from. I don't know what I'm talking to. He understood that our marriage was going well because we used to go to church. I was doing well with my grades because I attended church. That's why I had to go to school. What happened? He called back on the Lord. Did he call his buddies? How come he called Jesus the Lord? Why there were 11 people who were skillful swimmers? He didn't call them. They know most of the disciples were fishermen. He did not call them. He called who? And the Bible said, what did Jesus do? Immediately, Jesus pulled out of the water. And what happened? Peter and Jesus walked on the same water to the other disciples. Why? Because it depended on whose strength. Once you depend on his strength, you will do what your level can never do. You will do what others can never do. You will do the supernatural.
Amen.
Because you depend on his. There are many of us. The problem we have is when we fall, we don't call on Jesus. We turn to people who have not even had the experience. And that's why Paul says, when church people have problems, don't take it to unbelievers. Because they don't have a clue what it means to pray. What advice would an unbeliever give you? What would he tell you? Please help me out. What kind of advice can an unbeliever give you? Amen. Let's say our dear brother here who just few months or years to become a full-time medical doctor. Amen. Say amen to the problem.
Amen.
You told me something I can tell you. The guy just went in. Even his dog is going to go to church. Amen. So when he becomes a full medical doctor now, then he has a medical problem. She didn't come to me, we didn't do medical things. Then I'm supposed to somebody who has the experience. So when church people have problems and they begin to take it out to people whose job is nothing, what do you expect? Somebody was telling me, oh, and when they had the people were drinking too much, the place was through alcohol. I said, what do you expect, drinker? To drink. That's the job they were made. They are instruments to drink. So if you want righteousness, go to where righteous people are. So, not to lose track of what we are saying here. Whose ability are we supposed to use? God's ability. What is our duty? Our duty is to do what? Obey and have the will.
you cannot sin with a sovereign person who has no will. Listen, this is very deep. You cannot help a drowning person that has no will to save. And that's why Jesus, when he made people see the light, they are down. So what do you want me to do? Because he wanted to see that you have the willingness and you have the obedience to get up from that ground. He will see a blind person, blind. And Jesus will say, what do you want me to do? Why? Because he had an encounter in the book of John, chapter 5, with somebody that has been sitting by a pool for 38 years. Remember the story? And Jesus said, and he used to get up and he said, you see, when somebody stays out of the water, there's nobody to help me out. By the way, complain. And Jesus had to pull him out and say, get up, my friend. Somebody's God looking for me, from me. He needs me to be obedient and faithful to go wherever he wants me to go. He came to Abraham. He said, what? Go to a man that I will show you. What? With the edge of GPS today, what are you going to put in your GPS? He said, go to a man. Most of us will tell one God, Lord, can you give me the zip code? I need a street address. The apartment number, thanks. But he said, Abraham, go. To where? I don't know. They don't go. So the man that I see, I said, prophetically, the Lord is speaking to evidence, go. To where? Will you go 96? 696? 75? Will you go to your room? Where will you go? And that's the next point. You're willing to obey. You have the willpower to do what everybody else is not doing. You have the willpower to step, put your feet where nobody has ever done. You have the willpower to go to a place where nobody has ever gone. Those are the people, and let me conclude with this. We were having this conversation, and somebody asked me, between Paul and Peter, who was the greater apostle? And I had to take a long so much scripture to explain. But Peter was used, not that he was Christian, don't put the method. If you look at your word, okay. But Peter, the reason why Jesus used Peter was Peter's real power. Peter was so willing to do what everybody else was afraid to do. Peter was willing to stick his head in. You remember they came to arrest Jesus? Who was coming here? Jesus was putting back, you fool. I need to go to this cross. Guess what? And then when Jesus was to go to the cross, who was the guy calling Jesus? And then, I care about you, you don't need to go to that cross. Jesus, again, he's behind me, you devil. It was Peter, right? Was it Peter? Who was the one that when the young lady came and said, do you know Jesus? Are you kidding me? I know Jesus. No, I don't know this man. Who was that?
Peter.
And yet, who is the rock that Jesus is going to build the church and God?
Peter!
Because he had the willpower! Not because he was perfect. God is not looking for perfection. He's looking for ability. Listen again. He's not looking for skills. And that's why all we think of the people who sing them. That's why some of the most skillful singers are glorifying the devil. So God don't need the ability. He needs the ability. Amen? He needs people who are available. He put it in modern terms. He needs people that are teachable. Peter was like that. So he was, Peter was that kind of Christian. Then if he see you stealing, he's going to kill you and repent. He was so serious. And it took a vision for God to change Peter's mind to allow Paul to get Gentiles. He took a vision. Why, as I studied, as I was meditating on this word, I realized that fear was a guy. That he will make mistakes, but he's always available. He will make mistakes. When Jesus left, he helped them reading the book of Acts.
was going. They went to the upper room. And Peter said to him, I'm saying right now, Judas, our brother, is gone. Let us elect somebody to replace him, right? This picture, Peter is the dumbest thing that anybody can do. Because people are not, in the kingdom of God, it's not by election. And that's why the person Peter elected, we never heard anything about him in this picture.
But he was willing to excuse.
If Jesus said Peter won't water, what happened? He won. He won. None of the other disciples, and even in the church, we have people, they don't have the ability, but God, you tell them something, they are ready to make a mistake, they are ready to come sick in a city, they are ready to make any mistake. And God is willing. Why? Because they don't depend on their ability. They depend on the ability of God. They say, Lord, if you say it, I'm going to do it. If I hear it in my ear, I'm going to do it regardless of the color of my skin, regardless of my accent, I'm going to do it. If you say it, I believe it, and that's the truth. Because it's not my ability. If you come to fight up in this church, you're fighting a good battle because you don't see us, we'll meet you. You want to fight any member in this church, you cannot win. That's why you can gossip, you can do everything. Now we are here. Are you still depending on your strength? Are you still depending on your know-how? Are you still depending on your connection? Are you still depending on the government? We're talking about the government of this country, the FBI and the police. Don't let come when talking about the kill. Don't let come and they do. They spend millions on investigation. This people died already. Invite all the psychiatrists on planet Earth to come open this guy's brain. Put some mess on that comes out inside. What was he thinking before was going? What was people dressed in suits to come analyze? Did he end up with his back up? Is there another man? Some people are gone. The money that is spent is not spent on them. Depend on themselves. It's not a psychological problem, it's a spiritual thing. Let me tell you now, what is happening in America is spiritual. It's not me running for Obama and all these people are flesh and blood. They have no clue. They themselves are running for their lives. And that's why when they go somewhere, they secret themselves to cover the area. But when we went to Dallas, we have to secret them. No, you think they're blocking me? You think I'm not a poker? But when we got out of the car, I knew there was an entourage. You cannot see them. They are constantly, they are moving, they are going back and forth. They're making sure that you don't call my name anyhow. They are moving, they are stopping some bullets. They are not only wandering, they are in the air. Before we ever thought of going to Dallas, God had already dispatched you.
Because we don't depend on you. Oh, my God. You hear what she said? Say, how did I walk? See, I walk peace of mind to my mind. If I'm defeated that morning, you say, I walk. Say, I can't walk defeated anymore because there's so much peace in my mind.
Amen. So let us depend on God. Even for this church, if we depend on God, every Sunday we start having services in the parking lot. Because the people will see that you are doing fine. Sometimes you don't have to preach to people. Stop with us, stop with us. When they look at you, they say, sister, what's going on with you? You say, I could not do this, oh my deity. Then it's what we used to think back home in Fiji. They say, what is making you looking so fine? Have you ever heard that song? I just tell you and say, if you think that somebody go around and say, somebody could go around and say, we don't depend on our ability. I don't know. I want to stop this, but I don't know. Maybe one person in here. Maybe the Lord is saying this to one person. You have been so worried. You are so stressed out. You are so concerned about your ability. when you look at yourself in the mirror, you think you are not up to. I don't know why I'm talking to you this morning. But there is somebody that needs to hear this. God is telling you, you know, I am with you. Don't be afraid. Like you were telling Joshua, be strong. I am with you. Don't be afraid. Don't depend on your strength. I want you to act as if you're acting on my strength. Let us tell you what I feel. I remember when we were back home, we had dogs. Our dog was not the biggest around the country at the college. Our dog was one of the sheep. But when I'm going out with our dog, when that dog goes out by herself, we have female dog. When that dog goes out by herself, and when she goes out and straight and walking around, you can feel like this on the ground, what happened? The dog put the tail here and run to the house. But if I am walking with that dog, because I'm not a dog, I'm a man. I cannot fight a dog. But because I am walking by that dog, you see, our dog will run, will bark on the big dog, will run and come back behind me because I am there. Because the dog is counting so much on my strength. By default, that dog believes that I can defend her. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But if the dog is by herself, anything, any noise. But when the dog is with me, it's like a child. Many children, if you're a child, you must have experienced it. When a child goes to perform and look on the grandstand or on the audience and see the mother or father, what does that do to that child? A supernatural strength. The father, the mother may be clueless about what they are doing. The perfect example is this young girl, this young black girl, that is on every newspaper now. How many people know the girl I'm talking about? You better read them. Bring them to your children. What happened? This girl was to do one of the greatest things that she was supposed to do. And as they show it on TV, she turned and she looked at her supporters, the mother, and the, I don't know if the father was there. Yeah. She looked at whoever was representing the mother there. And it is said that there's a supernatural strength that came on this girl, and she did what no other American has ever done. Why? Because when she looked and she saw, did the parents know how to do gymnastics? No, I don't. The mother, the way she looked, nothing against her. No, don't misunderstand me now. Nothing against her, but the mother cannot climb on me, I cannot. Man, if I climb on that little thing, they climb there. With all my Holy Spirit on me, I will not do that. But when that girl looked, maybe moved me inside of me, she looked, and then the parents, I think the chief is only not to something. This girl climbed on that thing, all the routines, all the people were staged, blah, 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 they taken aback by the performance of this girl. And there was no way they could see. They think you are a winner. Why? Because you see all these things you talk about racism already exist. But when you are good and you depend on God's strength, nobody can stop. They don't need to know your name. The president of this country, Barack Obama, is kidding me, president of America. You were told for a couple of years, you cannot even pronounce his name yourself. And you become the president of America. Even not of the divine intervention of God, you cannot be. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The reason why we are stressed out is because we are still depending on us. And you know one of the rules that shows me that you still depend on yourself? You don't pay tithes. You don't pay tithes. You believe if you can only eat your tithe, then you become rich. Forget it. How many people pretend you have been eating your tithe that you better than you were? Or you still complain about that? It's different when you don't pay your time, you pay your rent now easy because you think it's all one day. Forget it, keep living. But we depend on Jehovah for everything. You can go out and want to say, my God, help me. Jehovah is going to another. Have anything you want. If this building will get another. Because we depend on who? When you come to fight us, you are fighting here. And that's why the Bible says vengeance is vengeance is not your own. It is so don't waste your time with my question. Don't waste your time with gossip. Okay, because the more the gossip you show, the irrelevant. Don't gossip who are irrelevant. Okay. So I prayer, I can keep on praying. Oh, I just want you to pray. I just want you to pray. I just want you to pray. Just pray for us, Lord. I depend on you, Lord. Lord, I depend on you. I depend on you. I depend on you. I depend on you. Just pray. Even if you're God, Lord, I depend on your strength. I depend on your strength for that miracle, for that breakthrough. Yes, I'm not going to give up because my strength will fail me. But you will never fail me, Lord. I depend on you, Lord. I depend on you. I depend on you, Jehovah God. I depend on you. In the name of Jesus, I depend on you, somebody. We're going to take a few minutes now and pray. I depend on you, somebody. Raise those hands as a sign of surrender. I depend on you. Just say like a minute. Well, look at him in heaven. Look at him. Look at him. Close your eyes. You cannot be looking at me now. Look at him. Say, Lord, I depend on you. Like a little child raises his hands or her hand to the father or to the mother. Say, Lord, I depend on you, Lord. I depend on you for my career. I depend on you for my finances. I depend on you for the next move. I depend on you, Lord. I depend on you, Jehovah God. By my strength, I will fail. But by your strength, I'm more than conquerors. I am more than conquerors. I am more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than conquerors. Yes, we're going to survive. We're going to survive. Yes, my mother will survive. My father will survive. We depend on you for that healing. Begin to pray right now. We depend on you for that next move. Somebody pray. I don't know what you're going through, what you're believing God for. So I'm going to tell you right now, I depend on you. I depend on you for your for the miracle. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. With our eyes closed and our hands up, if you know that you have a project, you know the Lord is speaking to me. I just felt that in my spirit. There are some people in here that have tangible things, not by their strength. Once you think about it, it's like, oh God, you know what? I don't even want to think about it because it's bigger than me. I want you to step forward and we're going to pray. We're going to pray. If it's not for you, that's fine, but somebody, I know there's somebody that word is for them this morning. They said, ah, Lord, I've tried several times. The Bible says seven times a man falls and seven times he or she gets up again. Lord, man, I want to believe God now, you know. My mind, the Bible says, what he has not been conceived in some mind. When you think about it, you have headache. It's like you pick up that book, you know. You think that microbiology book, the way it's so big, it's, oh, my God, will I pass this? This is so big. This is bigger than me. Sometimes you look at your grandma, your grandfather, maybe Kata has eaten them to a level. He says, ah, oh, this is bigger than the hospital. This is bigger than human knowledge. This is bigger than science. Lord, I need your intervention. That describes you. I'm just going to agree with you. The Bible said by your strength or by his strength, oh, her strength shall no man prevail. Oh, as you're coming from, begin to pray. Just begin to pray. Just begin to pray. Say, Lord, help me do this. Lord, help me believe again. Lord, let me believe in the supernatural. Let me believe. Let me believe. Let me believe. Let me believe. Because I'm going to pray in 2 seconds here. But just pray. Say, Lord, let me believe. 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 It's not quite impossible. You say in the book of Genesis chapter 18 and 14, that with men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. With God all things are possible. I want you to look at the devil and say, it is possible. It is possible. It is possible. I will be able to do it. It is possible. I will finish that program. It is possible. I will get into that medical school. It is possible. I will get into that medicine school. It is possible. I
will start that business in this possible. It is possible. Somebody talk to God. So I believe that it is possible. I will not sleep in my own report. The Bible said, let every man be a liar. Let God be true. I believe your report. Yeah, not my strength, but your strength, Jehovah. Not my strength. Not my strength. Not my strength. Talk to him somewhere. Look at him right there. Spiritually kneel before him. Don't kneel. I don't mean you to kneel here. But kneel before him. Kneel before him. Look at him in his crown. In his throne. I said, Lord, I believe it's possible. Yes, Lord, I believe it's possible. I bow before you this morning. I believe it's possible. Yes, my flesh may tell me it's not, but I believe it's possible. Yes, I believe it's possible. The woman is issue of blood. Say, if I can only touch Jesus, I believe it's possible that that issue of blood will be gone. I believe it's possible. I believe it's possible. I believe my joy can come back. I believe my joy can come back. I believe my mother can believe. I believe my father. I don't know what your impossibility is. Sarah in the Bible. Sarah in the Bible. She was so old. Her impossibility was that she would never have a child. And when the Spirit of God spoke to her, I'm speaking to you this morning, Sarah, laughed. Is it possible? God asked her a question. Is there anything too hard for your God? I can do all things. Zachariah in the Bible, in the book of Luke chapter 1. God said your prayer has been answered. Impossibility is becoming possible. Zachariah said, how would that be? The Lord said, you'll be quiet till it happens. And the rest of the story is history. What is that thing that you can't do? That your surrounding, your peers, your environment, your flesh is telling you, sister, you cannot do this. I want you to revolt and say, it's possible. It is possible. It is possible. It's not my ability. It is possible. What is this mountain before me? It is possible. It is possible. It is possible. I believe and that's the music. It's possible. Father, in the name of Jesus, if you're offering, just raise your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I said, through those hands, you perform the impossibility. Through those hands, Lord, let them receive something now. Father, take a picture of those hands from heaven. As they raise it to you as a sign of surrender, say, Lord, they cannot do it, but with you, they can climb mountains. With you, they can go through valleys. With you, Lord, they can do the impossibility. With you, they can walk on water. With you, oh God, they can walk on the Red Sea. With you, oh God, you open doors that no man can close. Because the greater one lives in them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because they are more than conquerors. Through Christ who strengthens them. In the name of Jesus. I want you to raise those hands and say, Lord, I receive it. Oh, say, Lord, I receive it. I receive it. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. I receive it. Give him praise. Say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. It is possible. I receive it. I will not believe the report of the enemy. I receive it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for your children this morning. I pray, Lord, that even by choice, they will not hold themselves back. But Lord, you take them to a place where they have never been before. You do that which only you can do in the name of Jesus. I pray that they will cooperate with you. Yes, so you can take them to another level, even in their spiritual lives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that wherever they step in, Lord, they will bring joy. Your favor will be upon them, in the name of Jesus. Lord, when people see them, they will see you. Because you cannot fail, they will never fail. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We'll give you all the glory. I pray, finally, Lord, that you give them the mind of Christ. That mind that thinks about impossibility. That mind that refuses to quit. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We give you praise, glory, and adoration. For in Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus as you get your seat. Get your seat this morning. The Lord is here. He's the God of impossibility. Praise the Lord. We're going to do one more thing. I know you are sitting down. That's okay. But we're going to do one more thing. Everything I have said here this morning, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is not for you. If you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you cannot use his ability. Somebody who is not my son cannot use my last name legally. I know illegally people do all kinds of stuff. But somebody who does not bear my last name cannot enjoy the benefit, cannot get the inheritance if I'm not here. And if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you are still playing church, if you are still coming where you feel like, if you are still struggling with reading your Bible, I want to pray with you this morning. We're going to close our eyes again one more time. If you have not received Jesus, or your Christianity has been struggling, you come under different kinds of attacks. Yes, you used to be red hot at home for the things of the kingdom. But now your last name is work. Now you barely struggle to read the word. You don't even know where your Bible is anymore. I want to pray with you. We're not here to judge you. The reason why God made you see this day, because he's giving you another chance to make it right with you. With our eyes closed and our hands on our chest, let us repeat this after me. So, Lord Jesus, I rededicate, I recommit my life into your hands. Accept me as your child. I repent of my sins. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. From today, I will work for you. I will depend on your ability, not my ability. I am willing and I'm obedient. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your word that has gone out this morning. We pray that you will not just, they will not just be hearers, but they will be doers. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Quickly, before I sit down, I just want to pray for the peace and everybody that had their birthday this week. Quickly, before we take our offering. Peace and Christina and anybody else. Christina. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray for the peace. Anybody else? Why was she not? Next Sunday, you're going to pray for the other people. All right. His brothers are clean out now. Amen. What about two brothers? How many people know him? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray for them. And this morning I've been planning to pray for her because we have friends on Facebook. So I received a message this morning that her birthday is this week. So we're going to pray for her. Amen. But before we pray, and the peace has been with us a little bit. And the peace has been with us from the beginning. Amen. And she's one of those people that I can tell her to do anything related. You know, these days you can qualify everything related. And she's going to do it. Even when she does not have people. One of the people that I can believe from. Even she does not agree, she doesn't pay her and finally she gets it done. Amen. So, I have a principle for those who know me. I don't wait till you die. Of course, you're not going to that we took those situations together. But I don't wish to die and then I just go to
the Lord I say, I I will rejoice and be glad to show your glory and be glad to say. I will rejoice and be glad to say. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Joy of the Lord can't become my strength. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The joy of the Lord has become my strength.
Oh, yes.
I will rejoice and be glad. Be glad in it. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The joy of the Lord is my strength today. I will rejoice and be glad. Be glad in it.
Father, I want to thank you for everybody that got up today to fellowship and want to call to your name. Father, I just want to bless you for the offerings we are able to give today. I just pray, Lord, may you continue to give us the heart of giving. Oh, Father, that is for some of us that we're not able to give or we're not able to make it to church to give. Father, I pray, may you give us the strength next time to be able to come to church and to give for your glory. And I pray, may this offering be used for your kingdom and your kingdom alone. To you be praise, honor, and adoration, and supper in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm not
I'm going to go to the
How unfair can that be? But we just pray that the family she left behind, that God will protect them. Amen. Come on, Paul.
Hello, everybody. This weekend, the youth will be having an event. We usually have it earlier in the summer, but this summer has been a challenging one for the youth. Everybody is busy trying to put things together, but at the end of it all, we always have to make time for God. So we've decided to do it this coming weekend. Instead of the usual program that we have, we've decided to make some slight changes. We're not going to have any event at church on Saturday. Well, the only event we'll have at church on Saturday will be the car wash in the morning at 10 o'clock. We're just trying to raise some money for God, for the work of God. So every money we raise during this youth event will be donated to the church to continue God's work. And then after the car wash, we'll be meeting at Wilson Park. We'll have a couple of events there. That's where we'll spend most of the youth event on Saturday. We're supposed to meet there. The pastor is our guest speaker there. He will do some preaching and enrich us with some of God's good word, and also try to guide us towards becoming successful in Christ Jesus. Because as youths, we do need a lot of guidance as we make the transitions from children into adulthood. So we all need our elders to guide us through this path. So then on Sunday, we're going to have our normal Sunday service that will be run by the youth. So when you come in here on Sunday and you see the youth taking over everything, including the preaching, don't be surprised, because we intend to do all that. I'm just trying to get the address to the park. For some reason, the phone went off. You guys just give me a minute. I can pull it up. So the park is going to be at Wixom. Everybody is invited to it. Wixom. Everybody is invited to the park. We're going to have several games. We invite youth from every denomination, from everywhere in the world. You know, visit us. If you have children in your community, youth, adult, everybody is invited to come and join us and celebrate. We want to do it in a very different way. We don't want to use the usual way of evangelizing, because things are changing now in the world. We have to come up as Christians with creative ways to win souls for Christ. So that's one of the ways we plan to do it. The park is, the address to the park is 645 Metalla Road in Wilson, Michigan. So we'll get the information out and we'll try to send it to everybody, maybe through text messages or other forms of communication. Thank you very much.
Amen. Let us share the grace. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I want you to grab somebody's hand. Amen. And look at them into their eyes and say, you are blessed.
You are blessed.
You are blessed.
You are blessed.
More than you know it.
More than you know it.
You are